In just a minute, we're going to ask our panelists to predict, now that he is no longer on TV, what will Bill O'Reilly do next? But first, let me tell you that support for NPR comes from NPR stations and Angie's List, for more than 20 years helping consumers select local service providers, dedicated to promoting fairness and transparency about local pricing and quality. At AngiesList.com, Angie's List, home is where our heart is. Americans for the Arts, for more than half a century committed to transforming America's communities through the arts and arts education, in partnership with local, state, and national leaders. Learn more at AmericansfortheArts.org. And Lumber Liquidators, a proud sponsor of NPR, offering more than 400 styles, including hardwood, bamboo, laminate, and vinyl, with flooring specialists in hundreds of stores nationwide. More at LumberLiquidators.com or 1-800-HARDWOOD. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and WBEZ Chicago in association with Urgent Haircut Productions, Doug Berman, a benevolent overlord. Philip Goedeker writes our limericks. Our house manager is Tyler Green. Our intern is Kijin Higashibaba. Our web guru, that's Beth Novi. Special thanks this week to Gary Yek and Dutron. And thank you to the Budlong Hut Chicken Restaurant for feeding us. BJ Lederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Miles Dornbos and Jennifer Mills. Technical direction is from Lorna White. Our CFO is Anne Nguyen. Our production coordinator is Robert Newhouse. Our senior producer is Ian Chillog. And the executive producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Michael Danforth. Now, panel, what is next for Bill O'Reilly? Faith Saley.
He's going to create a dating app cum food delivery service called Falafely Good.
Mo Rocca.
Desperate and alone, his reputation in tatters, O'Reilly will turn to the Lord. Commentator Jeffrey Lord, who will get him a job at where else? CNN.
He'd fit in well. And Jeff Garland.
He's gonna open his own This isn't even worth it. He's gonna open his own He's gonna open his own hypoallergenic pumpkin patch. It's the future. It's a pumpkin patch with no hay.
Yeah.
And Bill will just show you around the different pumpkins and your allergies will be just fine.
That actually sounds
He's
great.
He's been talking about it for years. If you read the afterword in any one of his history books, it's right there. He talks about his dream.
Hypoallergenic pumpkin. Patch.
Well, if any of that happens, we're going to ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you to Bill Curtis. Thanks also to Faith Saley, Mo Rocca, and the remarkable Jeff Garland. Thanks to all of you for listening. I'm Peter Sagal. We'll see you next week. This is NPR.